This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
PFF. So there are two things, two separate outlets have weighed in on the Browns. ESPN's FPI has the Browns with the best chance to get the number one pick. Meanwhile, PFF says the Browns have the worst roster in football.
Yeah, none of that's ideal.
Yeah, which is interesting. So ESPN's FPI is built off a lot of things, including your schedule, including
They think your quarterback is going
to
be.
Who they think, which to me is the biggest concern we should all have about this, that mm-hmm. we just continue to just downplay how bad this quarterback situation really looks. Because, hey, the Browns say they like all of them. The PFF one's the one that I think might be a little bit hyperbole. Like, I don't think the Browns have a great roster, and specifically on offense, which is where everybody pays attention to. The O-line has major questions, including age and injury. You don't have a true number one, even though I think Jerry Jeudy is maybe underrated at this point. David Njoku's coming off a massive regression of a season, and the least of my concerns, actually, but as of right now, you don't have anything proven at the running back position unless you just go hard in the paint for Jerome Ford. That's before we get to the problematic quarterback situation.
So I think the hard part about this exercise, though, and so like I saw Darrow online, for instance, being like, well, they have Njoku. They have, and he just pointed all the stars, and Myles Garrett and all these people. Every NFL team has people that you can point to that are really good, though.
Yeah.
Like even like within the Saints, it's like, okay, Olave, Kamara, all these guys. You can go to the Giants and talk about all their guys they have, not only on the D-line that you love so much, but then you can talk about all Malik Nabers. There's going to be players on every single team. I think that's the hard part about this.
Well, and I just think, so here's where PFF might be right. Guys, David Njoku's, I think, 28 or 29. So him coming off a bad year means a hell of a lot more than when he came off a bad year when he was 25. Conklin is 1 year older, and Jack has had some major... When he plays, he's still a damn good tackle. Well,
we as a collective, we definitely overrate this offensive line relative to how other people do.
Yes. A year ago, we would not be saying the same thing.
3 years ago, it was a competition between the Browns and the Cowboys for best offensive line in the game, and then we watched it just kind of... It's deteriorated year after year. And is it because of Callahan leaving, or is that because of age? Whatever, it's deteriorated.
And by the way, it could be both.
For sure.
And I actually am on board with what Joel Bitonio had to say, because I think them going back to the outside zone run scheme is huge for these guys, because I think it's where they excel. Now, I think Wyatt Teller could play in almost every offensive line scheme, because I think that dude is just tougher than hell, and he's athletic as hell. But Joel, at this point in his career, this is the scheme that he's made his bread and butter in. Conklin has played in multiple systems, but I think at this point, this is where he's at. Even I think DeWand, who I think could go in a couple different kinds, but I think this is where he had success 2 years ago. So it's so weird because I look at him like, well, if you just stay healthy, But that doesn't account for age.
Well, but the health side of it is a big thing, too, though, because a couple years ago, we had 11 different players in the final 5 weeks of the season on the offensive line. Like, as you watched, even in that stretch, it was just, everyone fell apart. And then last year, you had a very similar story, too. So, like, I do think it has to equate to it.
But I continue to come back to, I don't know that they're not a bottom five roster in the NFL when you waited for quarterback. And maybe if you really waited for quarterback, that's just the end-all, be-all. It's Joe Flacco. It's Kenny Pickett. It's Shador. And it's a third rounder or just a fifth rounder.
Well, think about it. Like, I saw in between one of the breaks we have on TV here, we have Fox Sports 1, and they were ranking out, like, the best new quarterback head coach combo. Bucky Brooks came out with an article on NFL.com. It's what they were going off of, right? And I'm like, I don't even have to look and see if Stefanski and then whatever quarterback we have out there is going to make that list, because it's not going to make that list.
Well, And
Stefanski's respected, too. That's the other part of that. Stefanski is respected enough across the league that usually it would carry enough to go ahead and put whoever's in there, but it's not, the quarterbacks aren't good enough.
I'm really struggling with this because I am incredibly interested in the quarterback battle. I don't know it's interesting for the right ways. I just think if we put these four quarterbacks in any other situation in the NFL, if we didn't put them in brown and orange, we'd be mocking them. If this was the quarterback situation in Pittsburgh, we'd be laughing our ass off. I mean, guys, it's Mason Rudolph and it's Will Howard, and we're laughing our ass off.
We are laughing.
Until Aaron Rodgers signs. So I know we have a relationship with Joe. Shador, I think, has a fan base here in Cleveland because they had the number two pick, and a lot of people thought they could take him with a number two pick. But I just continue to look back to, it's really, like, it's the worst quarterback in the room. Actually, no, sorry, that's not true. It or the Saints are the worst quarterback rooms in the NFL, and if we just start there, you can't be better than a bottom 10 team in the NFL.
All right.
If you've got one of the two worst quarterback rooms in the NFL.
All right, how quarterback dependent is some of these rankings? And I'm not talking about like their thought process or anything like that. I'm saying, let's take whoever you think is the 7th or 8th best quarterback in the sport. I don't know who, if you have someone at the top of the mind that's somewhere in that stretch for you, somewhere in that range. Is that like your Jalen Hurts range?
Like a pick a card game.
Is that your Justin Herbert? Is that your Justin Herbert range? What is that for you?
Yeah, we'll put Justin Herbert right there.
If you put Justin Herbert as the quarterback of this team, where do they rank out as far as the PFF total team value rankings?
I think it'd be about a 500 team. So right in the middle of the pack.
Okay, so that tells me that you think they do have a lot of talent on this team.
I think they have enough talent, specifically on defense. Like this defense, that we wasted a good defense 2 years ago by bombing out in the first round of the playoffs. I think we wasted a good defense last year. I know we had, there's some reasons. JOK was down. MJ was awful last year. Greg wasn't any better.
Yeah, I think MJ
better.
Was dealing with some injuries. I'm going to give him the old Peterlin pass on that one for right now.
For whom?
For MJ Emerson. I think he was dealing with injuries all year.
Peterlin pass.
Thank you.
Although it's because it's June and I haven't seen enough MJ.
We wanted to be good.
Absolute toasted last year.
Did he officially switch to number one? Is that right?
Yeah.
I didn't just make that up in a fever dream or something.
Oof.
That's a big number. That's a big number to put on himself.
He played like
there.
Number two last year.
Tip your waitresses.
I forgot about... I went to go finger guns, and then I went something else. I think there's enough talent that with a top 10 quarterback could make this interesting. I think the problem is, with the next tier down, I think you're like a 6-win team.
That does preach, though, how much harder it becomes. I mean, and it's not, thank you, obvious statements for 500, but like when you're playing,
it's hard to win if you don't have a good quarterback.
When you're playing behind the eight ball here, that's why I look at the PFF roster grading, and it's supposed to be the whole entire team and the whole everything, and it doesn't feel fair when you can just plop in Justin Herbert, and all of a sudden we got a 500 team and a team that looks much better.
216.
That's how this works.
216-474-0092. ESPN FPI's index, or sorry, Football Power Index, has the Browns with the best chance to get the number one pick. Meanwhile, PFF, we're throwing a lot of letters at you here.
It's a lot of people saying the Browns stink in a lot of places.
That's a pretty fair synopsis. Has the Browns with the worst roster in the NFL. So what's more likely? The Browns get the number one pick or an 8-win season?
It's got to be number one pick. Like the only way you get to 8 wins is if one of these rookie quarterbacks, if like Shador goes in there and takes off, or Kenny Pickett ends up being basically what everyone has said, Sam Darnold, Geno Smith, somewhere around there. I don't think you got a lot of confidence in Joe Flacco. Joe Flacco, I don't think he's getting 8 wins any sort of way.
So I think this, the only way I think this team wins 8 games, it could be like an accident. Meaning like you start out like 5-3, and then somehow Joe gets injured, and then you go to the backups, and then it just falls apart from there. So basically, you got it. That's actually my biggest fear with this season. If we're destined to get the number one pick, if they just have an anomalous fast start,
and then go ahead and suck afterwards.
Yes. So the reverse of the Houston Texans from a couple years ago, where they very clearly were tanking, and then Lovie Smith knew he was getting murked and was like, I'm going to win this last game just to screw you over.
And he did.
This is the opposite of this. This is Kevin Stefanski winning too many games early in the season to save his job, and then you being a 6-win team that has no chance of the number one pick.
That was the Lovie Smith gift to the Bears because he wanted to put up restaurants in Chicago. So he's like, I'm going to win this game, get the Bears the number one overall pick, and you guys can think of me like I'm Ditka.
Now, that being said, in that scenario, it actually gets Kevin fired just the same.
Yeah.
If you win too many games early and then there's a collapse
that's some impressive.
Fired
that's some impressive
time.
Wins, though, if you win early. Yes, collapses do get people fired, but if we're playing with Jimmy basically being on the fence with all of it to begin with anyway, like think about it. If you have Joe Flacco, and it's a Joe Flacco injury, by the way, that's how we describe this too?
Yeah, something like that.
Because a Joe Flacco injury then shows that you could do it with one quarterback again, and that's going to be enough of a belief in Kevin Stefanski that it might carry him through.
All right, we have not talked about this off air. Jake, yeah. If you're listening, I want you to send out a Twitter poll at afternoon 923 FAN. Are the Browns more likely to get the number one pick or an 8-win season? I would venture to say, though, Browns fans are not thinking this way. And in fairness, I think it's because the organization is not talking this way. And so the organization is painting a pretty rosy picture of where they are. I think it has to be the number one pick. And I'm basing this, I'll be honest with you. I can sell you a fight on the defensive talent. I can sell you a fight on Miles. I can sell you a fight on that O-line bouncing back. We can paint you a pretty, pretty picture about the Browns going back to Kevin Stefanski's offense.
Kind of like Larry David.
At the end of the day, look at the quarterbacks. I don't think this team requires analysis.
Isn't that Stefanski's big rebuttal at the end of this? Isn't that it? Isn't it just flat out telling everyone, look at the quarterbacks?
That's what they're trying to do. Hey, my offense, I've had a lot of success with a lot of quarterbacks. Yeah, it was also coming off success.
I mean, when the season's done, though. When the season's done, isn't that his big rebuttal? Look at what you gave me to even try to win with?
Oh, yeah.
If we can agree, though, that if you put Justin Herbert in there, you have a much different ranking in all of these, and everyone all of a sudden thinks that your roster top to bottom is a decent NFL roster, then, yeah, he's got to look at it and say, I got the deck stacked against me when it comes to quarterbacks. That's not my problem. That's Andrew Berry's problem.
Except he chose the quarterbacks.
Well, he got to choose with what he was given with, right? Like if you go to the grocery store and it's like, but you only get to choose from this section. Well, okay, it's limited. It's not like because he was gifted a third round quarterback, all of a sudden he was given something on a silver platter.
Who do we think chose DTR?
A fifth round quarterback?
Okay,
that's not a real selection.
Who
that's
do we
the same.
Think chose to move off Baker Mayfield?
That was a collective as a group, though.
Okay, do you think Kevin was part of that collective, or do you think he was sitting in the cuck chair in the corner?
We're talking about. Cuck chair, but we're talking about right now, though.
My point is, every dumb ass quarterback decision they've made has led you here. He's the head coach. He's the offensive coordinator.
No, I mean, I'm not talking about years past. I'm talking about for this upcoming season. At the end of this season, he's going to look back and say, "Well, look what I was dealt." And your response can't be he chose all these guys because he hasn't been given an opportunity to choose from some great wealth of quarterbacks.
I mean, but my point is, if he didn't want Deshaun Watson here, Deshaun wouldn't have been here. And then you then take that to the next logical extent that it took him 3 years to actually build a system around Deshaun. By that time, he was ruined mentally and physically.
Fired for that decision already if they were going to fire him.
Or Jimmy sees this for what it might be, which is this is the collateral damage year. This is the fallout from the Deshaun year. And your hope is here, the Browns are really hoping on, it's not just that Kevin Stefanski is some Svengali with quarterbacks. It's that basically that locker room goes, thank God Deshaun's not here. Let's go win some football games. That's everything they're hoping for is like a Pollyanna idea. Right. Well, you know, Kenny Pickett was beset by a bad situation in Pittsburgh where they won in spite of him. Well, you know what? Listen, that locker room's going to be so grateful Deshaun isn't here. they're going to play inspired football this year. Kevin, who's been okay with okay quarterbacks, he's going to get the most out of one of these guys who, I almost said a different word, one of these guys who's just fine at quarterback with the worst quarterback room in the NFL. It's a lot of wishing, hoping, and praying, isn't it?
Yes, but this is what he's going to, at the end of the season, point to. He's going to say, like, you could thought this was going to be enough of a fix and this was going to be enough of an answer, and it never had a chance to get off the ground. And he might even point to the FBI. He might point to, I said FPI, not FBI, by the way. And
He could point to the FBI.
Who knows? But he'll point to PFF and he'll point to all these rankings and say, listen, you never gave me a chance from Jump Street. OPP.
Y'all know me.
Yeah.
Sorry. I amused myself. I was waiting for it, and then you hit me with it, and I was like, I wasn't prepared for it.
I think you thought it was going to be, I drove by because I didn't know the reference.
So I know it sounds like we're arguing to people. You're right. But I guess my point is, Kevin.
Wait, does it sound like us arguing?
I think so, because I was pretty
heated. I thought
we were
getting along. That's how our relationship is. I'm like, this felt like home to me.
I think you're right that this is how Kevin's going to explain to the rest of the league. But I think Kevin's been a little too much of explaining to the rest of the league for my time here to really.
Well, that's where we meet in the middle. Then that's where we meet in the middle because that's why we've talked previously about how if we were in charge, well, Stefanski wouldn't be here anymore.
216-474-0092. You guys can vote right now at afternoon. 923-FAN. What is more likely? The Browns getting the number one pick or an 8-win season? The FPI from ESPN says they have the best chance to get the number one pick. PFF says they have the worst roster. Right now, 60% of Browns fans saying number one pick at afternoon. 923-FAN. And the man to beat in Cleveland is exactly who you think it is, or not. In 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan. You guys can vote right now at afternoon 923-FAN on the question we just threw out there, which is, are the Browns more likely to get the number one pick or have an 8-win season? Right now, 64% of votes, about 102 votes in, saying number one pick. And 36% of fans having a pretty optimistic glow right now. I don't
hate
it. It's
still pretty good for a Twitter poll, right? I know it's not your 50-50 split, but 60-40 is not bad.
I think this is a strong poll we've got there. But we just heard half of, and I say half of because we haven't heard the second half of the story, because the second we got to the first half or through the first half, we told Katie that she had to stop so we could save it for air. Because Katie had a very...
Which is killing Katie, by the way.
It is.
She lives to tell a story.
She so badly would like to conclude the story. We can't conclude the story before we get through the beginning of the story. Katie had the worst drive to work possible. So, hi, Katie. How you doing?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Yeah. By the way, good. After the story I just heard, I would not be saying good. That is
very, very chipper for the first half of the story.
It was a horrific story. And when I walked in... The last 10 minutes of my drive here after this happened, which I will tell the story, my face was just like, had no emotion. It was frozen.
Right. So, you're driving to work today.
Yes.
And
this episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
What happened?
So I'm driving to work, 480 West, coming from the east side, and right before the Valley View Bridge, the traffic starts stopping and slowing down, and I was like, there was no traffic. I'm going to check the map. I don't know what's going on. Then all of a sudden, about two cars up, I see a dog running through the highway.
I'm already, like, super anxious. I've even heard this part of the story. I'm already super anxious.
Should we let the people know, Katie, not a known dog person? I think that's important to the story.
That feels like character assassination.
Yeah,
I
feel seriously.
Like
that's important to the story.
Do you think it makes her seem more human because of where the story's going?
I think the story is
it's more impactful if she's not a dog person.
I'm not, but we did used to have a dog, so I'm not.
You don't have to protect yourself.
Okay,
we're in the trash
can. I feel like
the nest.
I need to protect myself
one time
because this was all horrible.
Not a repeat customer.
So the dog is running through the highway lanes, and assuming this dog jumped out of a car window, right, or back of a car.
Mm-hmm.
So, running through, and I'm like, okay, this is why everybody stopped. And the next thing I knew, it was like a flash. The dog jumps over, black and white dog jumps over the cement wall separator and jumps into 480 East oncoming traffic. And I saw the entire thing, and it was horrific.
So he got hit, or they got hit.
The dog got hit very,
Chief of the dog pronouns.
Very squarely by the oncoming car.
I don't
want to
assume the gender of the dog.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Now, it should be said as a dog owner, I very rarely will even open my windows, even a crack. I'll open it a crack because he loves to sniff, but I don't let him like hang his head out because I'm so afraid. I've had actual nightmares because Mongo's an excitable pup. I've had actual nightmares of him hopping out of the car in oncoming traffic, in so much that right now just saying that is giving me massive anxiety.
Oh yeah, like I get like the nervous shakes when I'm like telling this story because I'm like, I can't believe this happened. And I told Andy, my husband, the dog never, when we had the dog.
Did you stop or did you keep driving?
No, we were stopped.
Everyone was just completely stopped.
We were completely stopped. People had stopped.
Did you look in the car next to you that was also stopped? And like, did you have a moment of like, I can't believe we just saw that?
Well, no, but I was wondering about the car in front of me because it was a car in front of me and me were the closest to actually seeing what happened. So I was like, what is the car in front of me doing right now? Like, what do we do? Do we go? Do we stop? And then within seconds, this couple is running down, this man and woman, I don't know if they're a couple or not, or maybe they could have been siblings, I don't know. They're running down, they're out of their car on 480 in the midst of, but everyone stopped on our side, in the midst of the traffic running across the highway. And then I roll down my window and I hear her go, he's hurt or she's hurt. And I'm like, I think it's worse.
Scream, thanks, Captain.
Than
obvious.
That. No. I said, I'm like, and they are now leaning over the cement barrier, which is like waist high. And I was like, oh, now there's people running in the middle of traffic. What do we do? Like, and then everyone started going. So I'm like, I have to go. I'm like, I don't know what to do. And then I'm driving.
Were you tempted to pull off at all?
You left Lassie?
Yeah, but Lassie was on the other side of the cement wall. Like, I was like, I was like, oh, by the way, on the right berm, everyone started kind of slowly going forward, there was a car pulled over, probably those people's car, and the window was like over halfway down. So I'm guessing the dog jumped out of the back seat. And these people are leaning over the cement wall, screaming. They see their dog, like 500 yards up the road in a heap. And I just started driving, and I was like, do I call 911? They're probably calling 911. I have Googled it every hour while I was here to see if I could find out what happened to this dog.
Oh, yeah. That, you know, a Reddit board would probably have something on that, but they're not going to do like a news story on it.
Here's the thing.
Might be a Reddit board, though.
I just want to live in a lie. He was fine.
Yeah, I think he made it.
Yeah, I think not only did he make it.
They made it.
I heard, got up and laughed about it. The dog, dogs don't laugh. The dog got up and was like, what was that? All right, let's go get some pup cups. That's what I heard. Because honestly cannot face the opposite of it.
Actually,
like if the owners called in right now, 216-474-0092, if they called in right now and said a little Chester didn't make it, I might cry on air. This is a very sensitive subject right here.
Is that like the most horrific thing you've ever seen on the highway? Not even close, right?
Yeah, not even close. And all I thought, I'm like, I'm just going to go go about my day and think that dog made it. Like, I'm going to think that dog made it. And then what about the car that hit the dog? I wanted to know what happened to them. Did they pull over? Because they were going probably 65, 70 miles per hour, and they didn't know what happened. Like, I mean, how horrific is that? All of a sudden, there's a dog jumping over the middle of the freeway. Like,
you're mentioning yet another waking nightmare I have.
It's horrible.
Like, I'm the kind of person who, if I ever die in a car accident, it's because I will avoid hitting a cat, a dog, or like a fox or something, or a cow or something on the side of the road.
Yeah,
I would totally swerve.
My instant instinct is to be, can't hit you.
Yeah.
And then we go into the ditch. And then we go into a tree, right?
I hope not.
I mean, yeah. I'm just saying. Oh my gosh. I'll be honest, I don't think I could have come to work after what you went through. Like, massive props, because I kind of want to go home now, and I'm just hearing the story. I'm not trying to be the biggest baby in the world.
That's a dog guy right there.
I cannot deal with animals being hurt, or except cows. I clearly can deal with animals, cows being hurt and pigs being hurt. But I'm talking about like pets. I cannot deal with it.
You can admit though, if a truck had ran over or hit a deer, the story would be way different.
I'm talking about just pets.
Because it's somebody's pet that jumped out of their... I told Meredith was the first person I saw when I got here. I'm like, I have to tell somebody what just happened. She's like, I don't know how you're here. Like,
no, I seriously... Could you come to work after that?
At the risk of sounding like not a great dog fan or something like that. Oh, yeah, I think I'd show up to work. Yeah, I think I would.
I didn't realize it was dealing with like Hannibal Lecter over here with dogs.
Is that emotionless of me? I got to go to work.
Oh, I don't know what to tell you.
And can't call off for that.
Oh, my God. By the way, Radu is saying, hate this dog story.
You made it, Katie. You can't even laugh in judgment. You're here. You did it.
Yeah, I mean, I felt like we
have the same outcome, except you're actually playing it out in real life. I at least have the chance of, you know, I don't have to actually answer that. I just have to answer the question. I don't have to actually live it.
Raymond saying, you guys laughing about this dog is disgusting and awful. I believe JP is laughing.
I'm not laughing.
And I believe, no offense.
Laughing.
We made a couple jokes,
but it was not related to the dog actually getting hit.
Did someone step on a duck? You were going full Dangerfield over here.
Not. It was
going
to be a funeral on the air here, okay? Somebody had to lighten the mood up a little bit.
So a couple of... Somebody
had to...
Let me be clear. A couple of really good jokes. That suddenly... Now it's just a funeral with jokes. It didn't stop
which are,
it.
Which are my type of funerals, funeral. By the way. The dog would have wanted it this way. That dog... Would have loved those jokes.
Everybody knows.
That dog would have loved those jokes.
That guy had.
You don't know that dog.
Like,
I know that dog.
Humor
that
about
dog would have loved those jokes.
Have some Senka. That's such a ridiculous. I'm supposed to be the insensitive, irreverent one. And I believe you've taken the cake. How tasteless. I've never been able to high road somebody, so this is nice. Well, Katie.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Yeah.
Sorry, it just sucks. There's just really no way to polish this one.
I've tried to distract myself with fun sports news today, and I'm just worried that when I get home tonight and I go to bed later, like the whole thing's going to keep replaying in my head.
All right, so this does beg the question, because Nathan's now saying, well, that story just ruined my day. How would you handle in the same scenario? By the way, Nathan, he lived.
That's how we tell the story. He lived.
He lived. He got a pup cup from Starbucks. He's the happiest pup he's ever been. He's actually grateful that he got hit by the car because he got a free pup cup out of it.
Don't they give this to you for free anyway?
He got two then.
He got two free. It's not Starbucks employees. Like, you looked like you had a rough day.
Yeah, clearly you missed the point of that story. How would you react in this scenario is what I was going to throw out to. I would have gone home. Keith would be pissed off at me.
Keith would be pissed off.
He'd be making fun of me.
In the entire segment, the only thing Keith, I'm sure, nodded his head along to was the idea that I'd still show up to work. He's like, yeah that's right. You show up to work in the moment.
That's classic Peterlin. Classic Wimp Wilson. 216-474-0092.
What's the guy's guy move there? I don't know. You tell me.
How much trouble do we want to get into in a 5-minute segment there? The question is, how would you react, Katie? Yeah, that sucks.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Yeah, thanks.
Thank you for the content.
Maybe smile less when you retell it next time.
I was not smiling. That is not fair, JP. These two clowns.
You were just bus tossing Katie like she's Fido over here.
Yeah.
He told the story like 10 times to different people.
Fact or fiction?
I did tell the story live. I didn't get to tell Keith, so hopefully Keith now has gotten to hear the story and appreciates the fact that I didn't call him to ask for the day off. So.
Fact or fiction, coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.